Imagine walking barefoot through dew-kissed grass before dawn, your thighs anointed with ylang-ylang and sandalwood oils, heading toward a cave where a monster awaits. This is Tem's reality as she joins 13 other girls in an ancient ritual, following generations of women before her. While one girl flees in terror, Tem feels an inexplicable pull toward the farthest cave, remembering her strange dream where fire danced across her skin like summer rain rather than burning her. Inside waits Caspin, a basilisk in human form with golden-flecked eyes. These serpentine creatures can take human shape at will, and the annual tradition of sending young women to them serves as both coming-of-age ceremony and peace offering. The village maintains its safety through this blood covenant, but Tem's journey will challenge everything her people believe. What makes this ritual fascinating is how it subverts expectations. Rather than being a simple sacrifice of virgins to monsters, it becomes Tem's pathway to power. Her instinctive choice of the farthest cave, following the same pull she felt in her dream, suggests a destiny beyond what her village imagines. The cave itself, marked with symbols that seem to glow only for her eyes, holds secrets that have waited centuries for the right person to unlock them. When faced with creatures who could destroy us, do we submit to tradition and fear, or find ways to claim our own power? Caspin begins Tem's education with her own anatomy before male pleasure. "You must understand your body before understanding a man's," he explains. When she worries about her inexperience pleasing Prince Leo, he provides methodical guidance. Though Caspin initially holds authority as teacher, Tem discovers her own influence. When she boldly demands he touch her instead of following instructions, she tests boundaries. Her command for him to stand up straight marks her first assertion of control, revealing power's bidirectional nature in seemingly unbalanced relationships. Caspin creates a claw-like object from his essence that pulses when he thinks of her. This supernatural bond becomes both pleasure and control, showing how intimacy creates dependencies beyond physical presence. Rather than remaining passive, Tem actively questions and challenges, claiming her education as power, a form of resistance against both her village's repression and the basilisk's assumed superiority. The royal castle's gold-adorned splendor reveals a system where beauty and compliance function as currency. In the crowded ballroom, Tem observes excessive wealth and rigid social hierarchies. When Prince Leo attempts to compliment her dress rather than her, Tem boldly responds, "Implications aren't compliments," establishing her refusal to follow courtship rules where women must gratefully accept male attention. During the elimination ceremony, Leo ranks contestants on podiums based on beauty, placing Tem last as punishment for her defiance. This spectacle exposes beauty pageantry as a control mechanism for women competing for male approval. Refusing silent humiliation, Tem confronts Leo. When he admits wanting her to stay despite his actions, she states, "Then act like it." This exchange transforms their relationship as Leo begins seeing beyond just another contestant to judge. By challenging these structures, Tem refuses to accept beauty as her primary value. As Tem and Caspin's relationship deepens, his full name, Caspin and Draken, hints at his otherness. Their dynamic evolves beyond teacher-student into something equal yet dangerous. This danger manifests when Caspin begins transforming into his basilisk form, scales spreading across his body. Despite his urgent commands to leave, Tem refuses, touching his burning scales and facing his true form, knowing it could kill her. "Basilisks aren't meant to be with humans," he explains. "We're predators who take pleasure in human pain," revealing his conflict between pleasing Tem and his predatory nature. Tem eventually discovers she is half basilisk herself, explaining their unusual connection. This revelation forces her to reconcile her human upbringing with her basilisk heritage. The Monster Within metaphor explores how we all contain contradictory impulses, desires that frighten us, and capacities for both tenderness and violence. By embracing both sides, Tam develops the strength to bridge worlds through dual perspective. The fragile peace between humans and basilisks rests on exploitation. When Tem discovers petrified boys in the village square, Caspin coldly justifies the basilisk's harsh justice. Beneath the castle, Tem uncovers a darker truth. Basilisk prisoners chained in chambers, their blood harvested to create magical gold powering the kingdom's economy, the hidden cost of human prosperity. At the Basilisk Council, Bastion, Caspin's father and Serpent King, proposes using Tam's hybrid abilities to crest the royal family, magically enslaving them to reverse centuries of human dominance. Bastion presents a stark choice: peaceful cresting or warfare with thousands dead. These revelations expose corruption across species. King Maximus maintains power through basilisk exploitation, while King Bastion plots basilisk supremacy through equally cruel means. As both human and basilisk, Tam must find a way to forge peace without sacrificing either side's essential freedoms. Tam's feelings for Caspin and Leo mirror her divided identity. With Caspin, she shares a supernatural bond through blood magic linking their minds. With Leo, she finds a human connection built on mutual growth as he challenges his privilege for her. This love triangle embodies Tem's choice between her basilisk and human natures. Caspin represents primal power and her monstrous side, while Leo symbolizes human values and reforming corrupt systems from within. When each discovers her feelings for the other, they make remarkable choices. Leo proposes having half of Tam rather than all of someone else, while Caspin accepts sharing her instead of demanding exclusivity. This resolution suggests integration. Tam needn't reject either side of herself. Their willingness to share her represents acceptance of her dual nature. The triangle contrasts different forms of love: Caspin's intense devotion versus Leo's daily choice based on respect and values. Through both, Tem learns that love contains multitudes, both wild and gentle, instinctive and chosen. Tem's journey centers on reclaiming agency in a world where others control her. From her mother hiding her basilisk heritage, to Caspin binding their lives without consent, to Leo and Bastion attempting to dictate her path. The turning point arrives when Tem discovers Caspin's crest is killing both her basilisk nature and him. Despite his objections about cresting royals, she recognizes there are limits to what you can allow in love. During her wedding battle with Leo, Tem integrates her human and basilisk sides, finding her own power rather than depending on either man. She heals herself and reconnects with Caspin mentally, initially respecting Leo's agency by refusing to crest him despite his wounds. Tam's most powerful choice comes when she tells Leo to find Evelyn and choose his own future, releasing him despite their permanent bond. The final image of Tam creating a golden claw for Caspin symbolizes claiming power on her terms, transforming their bond into one she actively chose. The revolution lies not in choosing between parts of ourselves, power and vulnerability, wildness and civilization, but in refusing to choose at all, finding strength by embracing our inner monster.